I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The number of Connecticut students eligible for free and reduced price lunch has risen to nearly 40%. And many of those students rely on school for breakfast and lunch. When summer hits, their stomachs often go empty. This has led schools and other organizations to come up with creative ways to feed kids during the summer. Bonnie Hudson has a lot of stories to tell about the importance of feeding children. She works for the West Haven Family Resource Center that provides food for kids and families during the school year.
This one day, the person who delivers the boxes came back into our office, and she was crying. And I said to her, "What's wrong? What's wrong?"
A girl at Savin Rock Community School in West Haven saw a bag of food on a cart and grabbed it.
She went over to the cart and she took one of the packages and held it to her heart. And she said, like rocking this package of food, and she's going, "I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for this."
Hers is one of dozens of summer food programs across the state that provide food and nutritional education to needy families. But cities like West Haven and New Haven are also partnering with Connecticut Food Bank and other organizations to do a bit more.
There's always been need for quality food and quality nutrition in some of the high-poverty communities in New Haven.
That's Garth Harries, New Haven's school superintendent.
We think that need is increasing, at least somewhat, given the recession and other things of recent years.
Now there's also a backpack program where kids fill their backpacks with enough food for themselves for a weekend. And there's also the GROW program, which requires families to take a 30-minute workshop to learn about nutrition before they board a food truck to get fresh produce and groceries. It's all part of a wide effort to keep children and families in Connecticut fed during the summer. David DeRoche, WNPR News.